This is Dark Matter News. I'm Joshua Stark. DARPA has set a new record in wireless energy transmission, marking a major step forward for remote power delivery. The demonstration is part of the Persistent Optical Wireless Energy Relay Power Program, which aims to develop systems that can transmit energy over long distances using lasers and relay stations. In a recent milestone, DARPA successfully beamed over 1 kilowatt of power across over 5 miles, the highest amount of energy transmitted wirelessly over that distance to date. The system used infrared laser beams sent from a power source to a relay station and then to a receiver, converting the laser energy back into electricity to pop popcorn. The goal of the program is to create a global resilient energy web that could power systems in remote or hard-to-reach areas such as military outposts, disaster zones, and even future lunar bases. Unlike traditional power systems, this setup doesn't rely on wires or fuel logistics, making it highly adaptable and scalable. While challenges remain, including ensuring safety, improving efficiency, and handling weather conditions, DARPA's successful test paves the way for future breakthroughs. Experts believe that this technology could one day enable on-demand power delivery, similar to how data is transmitted wirelessly today. Heck of a way to make popcorn. Researchers from Indian universities proposed combining astrological and astronomical data, like planetary positions and lunar phases, from sources such as NASA JPL Horizons with traditional market indicators. They engineered features reflecting planetary and zodiac transits, integrating them into an XG Boost model alongside deep neural networks, and rigorously cleaned and normalized the data. The XG Boost classifier achieved an impressive 99% accuracy in predicting whether the next day's price would rise or fall, outperforming standard models like logistic regression, SVM, random forests, and deep neural networks. The DNN outperformed others for continuous price forecasts, assisted by RMSE, MAER2, AIC, and BIC. This is Dark Matter News. A new astrophysical theory suggests that some brown dwarfs, often called failed stars because they lack the mass to sustain hydrogen fusion, might be powered not by normal processes but by dark matter. These hypothetical objects, dubbed dark dwarfs, could offer a groundbreaking clue in the hunt for dark matter's true nature. The idea is that in regions like the center of our galaxy, where dark matter is most concentrated, brown dwarfs might accumulate enough of it to trigger a process called dark matter annihilation. If dark matter is made of particles like WIMPs, weakly interacting massive particles, they could collide and annihilate inside the star, releasing energy. This would keep the brown dwarf glowing in a way that defies typical stellar expectations. Unlike regular stars, which burn hydrogen, a dark dwarf would shine from the energy of annihilating dark matter particles. This process wouldn't make the object as hot as a full-fledged star, but it would give it a distinctive heat signature. One way scientists could spot such objects is by looking for brown dwarfs that are unusually warm for their size and location. A major clue would be the absence of lithium-7. Brown dwarfs typically retain their lithium since they never get hot enough to burn it. But if dark matter is heating the object internally, it would destroy the lithium, creating a clear observational marker. Astronomers propose to use the JWST to look for these markers. That's it for Dark Matter News. Catch up with us on the Midnight Frequency Facebook page. From Memphis, Tennessee, I'm Joshua Stark.